Saul knew that one day Barnabas was going to open a door for him. No, he wouldn't know that. He wouldn't have known that. Because who can predict the future except God? Who can know all things in the future except God? I remember the first time when I was starting the ministry, I just left the Baptist church, and it was the first year when we were independent traveling in the ministry. And we didn't have much at that time, so I rented a room. I was in Penang in those days, rented a room. I was staying downstairs in a little room. And then you live by faith in those days. You travel as God opens the doors. And at that time, not many people knew about the ministry, and so we had very few doors open. But we had a prayer group and prayer meeting that was going on. And so a few people that were supportive of that ministry, and they were formerly from the Baptist church that we were student pastor of, were praying together. And I remember one of the supports that God used, interesting how God used the support, was a little sister who was a kindergarten teacher, and she doesn't earn much, but once in a while, over the first year, I would think the frequency was about once in 2 weeks or once a month, I would see a hand appear on the louver and money drop down into the hall where the room was. And say, wow, praise the Lord. And that was how we survived in the first year. And whatever little money God gave was what kept us going. And sometimes it could be $10, sometimes $20, sometimes $50. And of course, I was curious, to whom does the hand belong? And so, one day when the hand dropped the thing, I quickly ran and I saw this little sister who was walking away. And then I realized that, you know, God was using her. And so, strangely, years later, about 10 years later, our ministry took off and we became well known, and we established churches and all that. And this sister had a call to the ministry. And then when she moved into the ministry, it ended up that we were the ones who supported her for the first 3 years of ministry. Who would have thought of that? Who would have thought that the situation would turn around? That we would become the people that support her in the ministry? You never know how God works. But relationships are important. No matter how insignificant you think they are. Think about Joseph. The key to God answering his prayer and fulfilling the dreams that he had came down in the prison to his relationship with one person. And in prison, you don't have much time for relationships. Whatever relationship that was formed had to be formed quickly, strongly, and with God's help. And there were two men sent to prison when Joseph, you remember the story in the book of Genesis chapter 39, I believe. When Joseph was in prison and God promoted him to be the head prisoner, and he was in charge of everything that went on in prison, taking care of everybody, two prominent guys were thrown into prison, the butler and the baker. Now, they were not in prison for life. They were just thrown there for a very short time. Of course, you know what happened to one of them. During the short time that they were in prison, probably their first night in prison, Joseph, who was helping around in the prison, came by and noticed they had this long, sad face. I didn't make it up. It's in the Bible. He noticed they had these long faces. Don't know what the Australian expression is. We used to say long like a cucumber. Long face. Sad looking face. That will do. And Joseph took a step to find out who they are. He need not do it, right? He could have just put the foot there and go away. We could do that. You could serve in a supermarket as a salesperson and just, you know, do all the things that require you to do. Don't take the extra mile. And if someone happened to be in need or something, you just ignore. But he took a step forward. And he says, "Why are you sad?" He initiated a conversation. Then they said, "We both have this dream." The baker told about his dream with the with the bread on his head and the birds pecking on them. And the butler talks about the wine, the grape that crushed into wine, and he served Pharaoh. And they were both sad because they just don't understand what this dream means. And Joseph interpreted the dream for them. He didn't have a good interpretation for the baker. So in 3 days he'll die. Right? Probably his face got longer. Didn't make him happy, right? 3 days he'll die. If he was long before, it was twice as long. But the butler, he says, "You're going to be free." So he was in total possibly in prison only 3 days. 3 days. One of them died, one of them got back his job. 3 days was a length of time that he had to form a relationship. And then he told the butler, "I'm in prison wrongly. And when you are out, remember me." But the butler forgot him. Until something happened, and Pharaoh had a dream that he couldn't interpret. Then the butler remembered there was someone in prison who could interpret dreams. 2 years later. However it turned out, it was still that chance encounter that was the key to Joseph's freedom. Chance encounter. You never know who you need in the future. And do not despise the day of small things. Because it's the small things that make big things. All big things are made from small things. The small chance encounter. So we know that key number one, God uses people. Right? In God using people, it's the relationships you form with them. But above that, the relationships that God formed, is the other fact that your life needs to make an impact. Did Joseph make an impact on the butler? Yes. He could not forget Joseph. Because Joseph could interpret dreams. He functioned in the gift of the Holy Spirit. And even later Pharaoh recognized the Spirit of God is in you. So he has so short a time to make an impact. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. In a situation that was insignificant, but later became the most important event. The same with Paul and Barnabas. They had just this short time together. But in that short time, Barnabas was so impressed by Saul. Either his zeal, his love for the Lord, his sincerity, the depth of his conversion, something in Paul's life in the few days that he encountered. I mean, I believe that there were just a few days they had a chance to encounter each other. That made an impact on Barnabas. Barnabas still remembered him. He's a man who they cannot forget. Think about it. What kind of impact are we making on the people around us? If you're filled with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God makes an impact. in ways that you can never dream of. All you have to do is just be obedient and be as faithful in serving one person as you are in serving 1,000 people. Be as faithful in serving when no one sees you as you are when you serve with 10,000 people watching what you do. Because you never know the relationships that God will help you to form. You never know the importance or the impact you have on one person. That could be the key to an open door in your life 6 years later, 10 years later. You never know. That's key number one in Paul's life. Barnabas was such an important person in his life. But in terms of relationship, we also need to know that each relationship needs to be of the free will, and there's a time when one matures and move on in relationships. Paul and Barnabas' relationship is very interesting. And when we see the beginning of his relationship, we need to see the parting of their relationship, which is in the book of Acts chapter 15. We jump forward in time to Acts chapter 15. Verse 36. Paul and Barnabas are still together. And that's after their first missionary journey. They had a successful first missionary journey together. In Acts 15:36. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark. Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had gone with them to the work. Verse 39. The contention became so sharp they departed from one another. So it says that they disagree and they parted from one another over a person called John Mark. Now, in the Apocrypha, you find that the story is given with more interesting things, that at the end of their quarrel, they actually pray for one another and send one another out. So it didn't end in a bad spirit. And they both cried, they prayed for one another, then they parted. But there was a time when that relationship had reached its fullest point. And I believe that God just used the incident about John Mark. And here we have a clash of personalities. Now remember, everyone on the earth you can work with, you will clash at some point. It's just a matter of learning how to harmonize. Because no one is exactly like you. No one does things exactly like you. Everybody is unique. No matter who you get to know, no matter who you're friends with, there will be areas that you will differ. That's being realistic and pragmatic. And we don't want to, you know, hide under the carpet and say, no, it never happens. It never happens. It does happen. Better to face it than to hide from the facts. But the thing is to understand when it happens. At that time when it happened, it was a clash of personality more than anything else. See, why do I say personality? Paul was a man of principle. And he based his life on principles. See, this person, this is his principle. This person followed us in the first missionary journey, didn't do his part, dropped out halfway. I'm not going to take him again. Barnabas was a man who was the champion of the battler. Remember?